I was saying about the two verses from Bhagavatam teaching us how to be materially independent. At the same time, one should become spiritually dependent on the Lord. To the degree we depend on the commodities of this world more and more, our mind becomes cluttered and preoccupied with thoughts of safety and security and hankering. Therefore, withdrawing the mind from the clutter of the world and focusing on the spiritual life and cultivating dependence on the Lord is important. Now, how do we know we are dependent on the Lord and we are increasing our shelter in Lord's lotus feet? What is the parameter for assessment? In the early stage of spiritual life, everybody experiences great ecstasy. In the preliminary stage, now over the years, one does not feel such ecstasy very easily. So then one may have a suspicion or doubt, am I going up or am I going down? But if you see, after many years of practice of Krishna consciousness, you know, you definitely feel the joy of moving the counter beads 4, 4, 4+4+4+4 when 16 is over. You feel a sense of completion and satisfaction. And you will not give up chanting, nor will you reduce any chanting less than 16. Although 16 is the minimum, one can always do more. But because Srila Prabhupada has said it, and we are initiated, and we consider it our foremost duty every day to complete the 16 rounds. So this, the sense of completion as you approach from 1 round to 8 rounds to 16 rounds gives us some amount of satisfaction. Also, there is a commitment. There is some amount of sincerity to follow the instructions. So these are all signs of advancement also. Although one may be shameful that after completing 16 rounds, I have no impetus to chant any further, nor do I have any enthusiasm, whether it is a festival day, whether it is some acharya's appearance day. Still, we may say, better I go to the deities and pray for a few minutes than chant extra rounds. So that goes to show that we could be even more sincere and even more serious about spiritual life. But the early day ecstasy is only a Krishna's gift in our impure state, just to give us a upward lift to become more sincere, more serious and more committed. So everybody who is intelligent takes the hook and takes advantage of that early stage ecstasy to become more fixed up devotees. But over the years, as you become serious and fixed up devotees, we can see this commitment. So therefore, one should not expect that, oh, because I am not feeling ecstasy and chanting, that means there is no growth, probably I am stagnated, or this process doesn't work. And if one loses hope and one becomes frustrated, then the enthusiasm for improving the quality of chanting will reduce. And if one then doesn't improve the quality of chanting by gradually learning the art of chanting offenselessly, then actually one becomes stagnated. One doesn't grow further. One is stagnated in the aparadha nam and the clearing doesn't happen. So therefore, in whatever state one is, from there, one should always endeavor for offenseless chanting. Because offenseless chanting cleanses the heart very fast and very soon leads one to the Shuddhanama, the pure name. So the increase in spiritual dependence is not only to be counted as a parameter of ecstasy or some enthusiasm or a great thrill. Because this thrill, enthusiasm, ecstasy in the early stage is something that wears off. One should see it more in terms of completing one's duty towards Guru and Acharyas and being committed, being sincere, being responsible, being serious, being fixed up, not deviating, not going away. These things also should be seen as a sign of advancement. That means one is really getting some taste, without which one will not hang around. The very fact we are hanging around in Krishna's lotus feet, there is some taste we have got, and we are again looking to again receive the taste by Krishna, and the taste has gone away because of offenses. So when the offenses are cleared, again the taste will be revived eventually over a period of time. So offenseless chanting is very much emphasized by all the acharyas. So one has to always find out, what are the offenses I am committing? How I can get rid of these offenses? Offenses make us diseased. Sins and the offenses, both have to be overcome for one to come to the platform of pure chanting. So in this way, our measurement of advancement should be based on level-headed approach rather than superficial approach in the chanting of the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.